From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Parts of central London were brought to a standstill today as thousands of protesters came out to demonstrate against Israel's offensive in Gaza. Similar protests are taking place in other cities, including Paris, which saw a second day of violence today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
French news reports say 30 people were arrested after demonstrators threw stones and bottles at riot police, who responded with tear gas. The protesters gathered in defiance of a ban on demonstrations because of earlier violence. Protesters on both sides of the English Channel are angry about Israeli airstrikes and the ground invasion in Gaza that is killing mounting numbers of civilians. They chanted, "We are all Palestinians." One British lawmaker said it was the biggest pro-Palestinian rally in years. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A Florida jury has awarded nearly $24 billion in punitive damages against R.J. Reynolds. As Phil Latzman reports, the case against the tobacco company stems back to a class action lawsuit filed 18 years ago.
A jury in Pensacola awarded the sum to Cynthia Robinson on behalf of her husband, a longtime smoker who died in 1996. The case is one of thousands of individual filings after the Florida Supreme Court in 2006 tossed out a $145 billion class action verdict, which said smokers and their families only needed to prove addiction had led to their illness or death. Plaintiff attorney Christopher Chestnut said Robinson wanted to send a message that tobacco companies can't continue to lie to customers about the deadly chemicals in cigarettes. The punitive damages are the largest of any individual case originating from the class action lawsuit. The jury also awarded $16.8 million in compensatory damages. The general counsel for Reynolds called the damages, quote, grossly excessive and impermissible under Florida law. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
In Ukraine, international monitors say they've been given greater access to the Malaysia Airlines crash site today, but still officials with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, says heavily armed rebels are limiting their movements. Ukrainian officials say militiamen have taken several bodies to the city of Donetsk, but other bodies lie in bags along the road. Michael Bochurkio with the OSCE says he witnessed a team of monitors who were told they were experts working to recover the bodies of victims.
They brought body bags with them, and they're moving the bodies at least to the side of the road. As far as we can tell, no bodies have been moved beyond the crash site.
Nearly 300 people were on board that plane when it was shot down over eastern Ukraine this week, most of them Dutch. At least 19 inmates at a private prison in Texas were sent to the hospital after the roof collapsed. Prison officials say some were trapped briefly and others were treated for minor injuries at the scene. This happened about 100 miles northeast of Houston. 86 inmates were in the area when the ceiling material fell in. No word on the cause. This is NPR. More than 46,000 prison inmates convicted of drug crimes may be eligible to have their prison sentences reduced. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that changes to sentencing guidelines, if approved by Congress, would go into effect starting next year.
The U.S. Sentencing Commission has voted unanimously to reduce suggested prison terms for inmates convicted of drug trafficking. Eligible inmates could have their sentences cut by an average of 25 months, but they would need the approval of a federal judge before getting out of prison early. And the earliest release would not be until November 1, 2015. Police groups have expressed concerns that releasing a large number of prisoners could bump up crime rates, but the Sentencing Commission says it has studied a group of inmates who were released early after changes to crack cocaine laws, and it found that they were no more likely to commit a crime than other ex-offenders. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
A massive wildfire in north-central Washington state is being fueled by howling winds today, but no reports of injuries. Fire officials say the wildfires burned more than 336 square miles in the Methow Valley, destroying around 100 houses near the town of Pateras. Some people now have been allowed back into that town to assess the damage. Governor Jay Inslee says about 50 fires are burning in his state. Jazz musician Lionel Ferbus playing Sister Kate. He died today at his home in New Orleans after celebrating his birthday. Ferbus played all over New Orleans for decades, and he played at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festivals until this past year. He began his career during the Great Depression. He was 103 years old. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.